大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是90127292，欢迎加入。今天呢，我们要上的是托福听力课，我们请来的专家老师是来自 UEI 学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello, everybody. And today we're going to listen to a conversation between a student and a business professor.
Oh, 这一次是我们第一次听到一个 business professor 和 student 之间的对话。
对了，也就是说呢，商学的这个教授哈、啊、和学生。那么一会儿大家在听的时候呢，这个不长，三分钟多一点儿。他会先讨论一个课堂上面的知识点。那我就提一个问题，大家在听的时候，你想想到底是哪些章节是要考试的，哪些章节是学生有问题的。还有呢，就是老师会提到一个案例啊，是关于健身房的案例。那你听一下这个老师提到的健身房，它都有哪些优势？
嗯，今天我们这一段不到三分钟的听力，有没有一些比较难的生词和新词呢？
好，这一段呢其实还不是那么难啊，但是呢还是有一些词需要澄清。第一个词就是 high-end stuff， high-hyphen。and 两个词，就是
high and 之间有一个横杠，
对，这就是高端啊，高端的东西。另外呢，提到一个词叫 aerobics 啊，这个健身房常用的就有这个 aerobic classes， 就是叫做有氧运动课。
有氧运动课，
对，就是那些舞蹈是吧？
嗯，跑步啊，就是你一边喘气一边运动，这种运动就叫做有氧运动。
没错，
嗯。
然后他还会讲到，除了健身房这个案例呢，还会讲到一个图书馆的案例。好，那下面我们来听一下这段录音。
Listen to a conversation between a student and a business professor.
So Richard, what's up?
Well, I know we have a test coming up on chapters...
Chapters 3 and 4 from your textbook.
Right, 3 and 4. Well, I didn't get something you said in class Monday.
All right. Do you remember what it was about?
Yeah, you were talking about a gym, a health club where people can go to exercise, that kind of thing.
Okay. But the health club model is actually from Chapter 5, so...
Oh, Chapter 5. Oh, so it's not... Okay, but I guess I still want to try to understand...
Oh, of course. Well, I was talking about an issue in strategic marketing. The health club model... I mean, with a health club, you might think they would have trouble attracting customers, right?
Well, I know when I pass by a health club and I see all those people working out, exercising, I just assume walk on by.
Yeah, there's that. Plus, lots of people have exercise equipment at home, or they can play sports with their friends, right?
Sure.
But nowadays, in spite of all that, and expensive membership fees, health clubs are hugely popular. So, how come?
I guess that's what I didn't understand.
Okay. Basically, they have to offer things that most people can't find anywhere else. You know, quality. That means better exercise equipment, high-end stuff, and classes, exercise classes, maybe aerobics.
I'm not sure if I... Okay, I get it. Yeah. And you know, another thing is, I think people probably feel good about themselves when they're at the gym.And they can meet new people, socialize.
Right. So health clubs offer high-quality facilities, and also they sell an image about people having more fun, relating better to others, and improving their own lives if they become members.
Sure, that makes sense.
Well then, can you think of another business or organization that could benefit from doing this? Think about an important building on campus here. Something everyone uses.A major source of information.
You mean like an administrative building?
Well, that's not what I had in mind.
Oh, you mean the library?
Exactly. Libraries. Imagine public libraries. They're an information resource for the whole community, right?
Well, they can be. But now with the internet and big bookstores, you can probably get what you need without going to a library.
Well, that's true.So, if you were the director of a public library, what would you do about that?
To get more people to stop in? Well, like you said, better equipment, maybe a super fast internet connection, and not just a good variety of books, but also, like, nice, comfortable areas where people can read and do research, things that make them want to come to the library and stay.
Great.
Oh, and maybe have authors come and do some readings, or, I don't know, special presentations, something people couldn't get at home.
Now you're getting it.
Thanks, Professor Wilkins. I think so, too.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好的，很快这一段师生对话的录音我们就听完了。下面呢，我们再来一句一句的给大家解释一下，他们到底讲了些什么。
好，首先来看呢，这个学生他要考试的那个章节是三和四还是五呢？他是这样说的哈，他说，这样，那个 Larry， 你是 professor， 我是 student， 咱们来把前面这一块念一下。
好 ，So you are Richard, the student. So Richard, what's up?
Well, I know we have a test coming up on
chapter 3 and chapter 4 from your textbook.
对了，所以呢，这个考试呢是关于第三、第四章的，啊，清楚吗？然后呢，这个学生又继续说 ，Right, three and four. Well, I didn't get something you said in class Monday.
All right. Do you remember what it was about?
Yes, you were talking about a gym, a health club where people can go to exercise, that kind of thing.
Okay, but the health club model is actually from chapter 5, so...
Oh, chapter 5, so it's not...okay, but I guess I still want to try to understand...
好，所以这一块呢，学生他是对于 chapter 5所讲的这个健身房的这个案例是有问题的，但是考试是3和4。那老师说你那个健身房的这个事儿你要不懂，是吧？学生说虽然不考试吧，但是我也想给他弄懂了。于是呢，老师就开始跟他说。
Of course. Well, I was talking about an issue in strategic marketing. The health club model, I mean, with a health club, you might think they would have trouble attracting customers, right?
所以说呢，他讲的这个案例呢，是为了展示一个概念叫 strategic marketing 啊，战略性的推广营销啊。然后呢，老师就说呢，这个人们为什么要去健身房锻炼呢？好多人的家里边其实有这个 exercise equipment at home, or they can play sports with their friends. 那为什么人还要去健身房呢？不是 Larry， 你去健身房吗？
我呀，
你不去，
一年去一次。
生命在于静止啊！信奉生命在于静止的人，
主要是因为家门口就是大学，我一般都去大学操场。不去健身房。
哎，而其实就是你说的那个大学附近呢，就有一个健身房的，我其实就老上那儿锻炼。我其实家里边吧，要说呢，什么瑜伽球啊，瑜伽垫啊，哑铃啊，这个各种的运动器材还是挺多的。但是我就觉得到那儿吧，锻炼它有一个气氛。啊，它是不一样的。
对，
所以呢，这个老师就问这个学生，为什么有的人非要去健身房锻炼呢？哈，学生说 ，I'm not sure if, okay, I get it. Yeah, and you know, another thing is, I think people probably feel good about themselves when they are at the gym and they can meet new people, socialize. 你看。
怪不得他是要一种社会化的感觉，就看到别人也在锻炼，自己才能锻炼好，从众的效应。
一方面是从众，另外一个比如说我要去健身房，对吧，像我举这个二头肌弯举啊，这个杠铃片一边5公斤啊，两边加起来10公斤，加上杆本身自重啊，像我举这个吧，
一听壮壮老师就是专业的
啊，对，我就是15个一组啊，一坐就坐5组，然后旁边那个比较瘦的男生又看着我可佩服了，哎，这就是你那个健身房，因为那个 I feel good，
让别人看自己的这个肌肉化
啊，没错，就是有一种成就感
哦，这样。
所以这就是为什么你会感觉好，明白吧？当然了，你也 meet new people, socialize。像我的那个健身房认识不少啊，哥们儿姐们儿还挺好的啊，志同道合嘛。反正大家每天锻炼的很开心。可是你在家呢，你一个人就没有了。你自己去操场跑步，有可能你老碰见，就是如果你定点儿每天固定的这个时间跑步，你可能碰见也是同一群人。那你跟人家打招呼不？
除非是跟那个人速度一致，
没错，
不然很难跟人聊上天。
而且你还不能跑太快了，你要不然就上气不接下气，你也说不出话来，
对，
是吧？所以你看，这个就不如健身房好玩了吧？像我们健身房，对吧？大家组间休息还鼓励一下呢，
对，
说这个你可以在我再帮你一下，再加上啊5公斤的片儿什么的。
还有一个题外话，可能今天课文里没说，但是可能也是很多人去健身房的原因，就是你花了钱，
对，
你才能坚持下去。
没错，要不你觉得对不起那钱？
对。
是吧？哎，你看看，这不是就总结出来了吗？哈，所以呢，他说呢，这个啊、有几个事儿，他提到了，隶属了一下健身房的优势哈。除了 feel good， meet new people and socialize， 他说 health clubs offer high quality facilities。啊，健身的器材都是质量非常好的，是甭管怎么着，那一大堆机器，你一看，哎，这钱花的值。
跑步机呀、啊，哎，那个
是吧？对，各种的这个杠铃、哑铃啊，什么龙门架啦，这那的。
And also, they sell an image about people having more fun, relating better to others, and improving their own lives if they become members.
对啊，所以你就是会和别人有良好的关系，而且自己的生活质量也提高了。
当然前提是你必须成为会员 if you become members， 这个会员就是 members。
对啊，你一听这种感觉就是专属的一种服务的感觉哈，
对对对，
也是去个会所是吧，咱别看咱们是吧不是特别有钱的阶级，但是咱也是个会员呢，
对，花得起那钱哈、
啊、对 啊,、嗯、啊，所以呢学生说 sure that makes sense哈、啊、好，这个就是健身房这一块的几个好处。那我要是让你做一个口语题哈、啊、比如说 describe a place you often go to and that is important to you， 然后你就选健身房，你觉得这个口语刚用刚才那一套素材是不是就可以说了，
就可以说 the place I want to go to is of course the gym、
嗯、
and the reasons are blah blah blah，就可以说到刚才我们整段对话里所有的话都能说到。
没错啊，那我给大家说一下，总结一下，你看你能不能想到也这样说。Well, gym would be the place, that is important to me and that I go to very often. There are undoubtedly a variety of explanations for this. But the chief cause might be that, going to gym makes me feel good. To be more specific, I wouldsocialize with others, and I would feel motivated to do these exercises. Plus, I feel that going to become a member of a team just is a sort of image of having fun. Not to mention that their facilities are high-end. So all these things are very attractive to me. 是吧？这你的词儿都用上了。
对，内容非常丰富，非常有力地支撑了你这个观点。
对了，接下来呢，这个老师呢又让学生在想另外一个案例，也是用到这个 strategic marketing 啊、
嗯，
就是这个战略性的市场推广。
嗯，老师就说了啊 ，Well then, can you think of another business or organization that could benefit from doing this? Think about an important building on campus here, something everyone uses, a major source of information.
好，然后呢，这个地儿呢，学生就说了，是不是一个 administrative building 啊，是一个行政管理楼呢？老师还说呢，这事儿是吗
？Well, that's not what I had in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you mean the library?
Exactly, libraries.
没错，就是图书馆，图书馆就是另一个例子。
好，下面在谈到图书馆的时候呢，其实也可以用到好多的口语话题。如果是你要描述一个图书馆，你都能想得起来它有什么设施和服务呢？底下呢，老师就开始说了啊。学生首先他说呢，你要是把这个图书馆呢当成一个信息的来源呢，其实也不是那么唯一啊。然后呢，学生说 ，Well, they can be now with the internet and big bookstores. You can probably get what you need without going to a library. 啊，从获取信息的角度来讲，像好多书店直接都上网了。像加拿大有那种叫 Chapters 啊，还有其他的这种实体店。你去到书店之后，你是可以免费使用那儿的 WiFi。
嗯，
也就是你在那儿看书，明白吧？你有地方坐，你还有咖啡喝，你还有网上。然后呢，这个学生就说了，说你像这些地方呢，其实就是意味着人们不一定非要上图书馆去获取信息了，对不对？可是中国呢，像实体书店能上网的，我觉得还比较少，我现在还没有发现，我就是图书馆的这个上网可以，但是书店上网的是没有的。
书店本身都慢慢减少了，更别说书店的设施会有增加了。现在移动互联网那么发达，对吧？
嗯、都没人去了。
对，现在都没人去书店，大家都在这个 iPad 上看书、
嗯。对，所以呢，这个教授就说了，是吧？那个，那怎么办呢？这个图书馆怎么吸引人呢
？So if you were the director of a public library, what would you do about that?
哎，
这里有一个时态的问题。他说 ，If you were the director of a public library, what would you do about that?
啊，其实它是一个虚拟、
哦、
就是假设你要是这个公共图书馆的馆长，那你会怎样扭转这个局面呢？好，所以呢学生呢他就开始说了 to get more people to stop in, well,Like you said, better equipment, maybe a super fast internet connection, not just a good variety of books, but also like nice, comfortable areas where people can read and do research, things that make them want to come to the library and stay. 所以呢，他就说呢，那我要是馆长，是吧，要想让更多的人来我这图书馆，他用的词是 stop in.就是路过的时候
能够
顺到手进来，
走过路过不要错过啊，
对，
下来看看。这个同学也说了，如果他是图书馆的这个管理员，他就会给这个图书馆配上更多的设备，更好的设备、
嗯、
比如更好的网速连接，
嗯，对，
更多的种类的书以及更加舒适的这个阅读环境。
对了啊，这样的话呢就可以让人吸引他们到图书馆，并且能待得住啊，然后老师说，哎，这回看似你已经懂了，哎，学生这一下呢，思路脑洞大开，啊，紧接着呢，学生说，那除了这个还可以办点活动啊 ，Oh, and maybe have authors come and do some readings。像这个 do some reading， 这个在国内的图书馆好像也有了啊，就是把书的这个作者请过来，
嗯，
然后做一个这个章节呢的朗读。
哦，让这个作者。到图书馆，而且还要让他朗读给学生听。
对，把他自己的作品的一部分呢朗读出来啊，就有点像这个书友会这种感觉。
哦，这个意思。
哎 ，I don't know special presentations, something people couldn't get at home 啊，可能就是演讲啊，然后呢就有一些呢，这是就是说人们在家里边是得不到的，你不管你是电子书还是怎么样、
嗯、
但是图书馆可以做，它反正有场地嘛、
嗯、总而言之就是除了读书这一件事以外的更多线下互动活动，
对了、
也许是可以在图书馆搞的。
哎，所以呢老师这么说呢，老师说
Now you're getting it。
对，那意思就是 Now you understand the point。 好，那就是明白了。学生说呢 Thanks Professor Wilkins。好，那么这一段呢分解讲解之后，分段讲解之后，请大家再听一遍录音。
嗯，这一遍听的时候呢，大家仔细听一听刚才我们说的一些关键的知识点，再复习一下。好，我们来放一遍录音。
Listen to a conversation between a student and a business professor.
So Richard, what's up?
Well, I know we have a test coming up on chapters
Chapters 3 and 4 from your textbook.
Right, 3 and 4. Well, I didn't get something you said in class Monday.
All right. Do you remember what it was about?
Yeah, you were talking about a gym, a health club where people can go to exercise, that kind of thing.
Okay. But the health club model is actually from Chapter 5, so...
Oh, Chapter 5. Oh, so it's not... Okay, but I guess I still want to try to understand...
Oh, of course. Well, I was talking about an issue in strategic marketing.The health club model. I mean, with a health club, you might think they would have trouble attracting customers, right?
Well, I know when I pass by a health club and I see all those people working out, exercising, I just assume walk on by.
Yeah, there's that. Plus, lots of people have exercise equipment at home, or they can play sports with their friends, right?
Sure.
But nowadays, in spite of all that,and expensive membership fees. Health clubs are hugely popular. So, how come?
I guess that's what I didn't understand.
Okay. Basically, they have to offer things that most people can't find anywhere else. You know, quality. That means better exercise equipment, high-end stuff, and classes, exercise classes, maybe aerobics.
I'm not sure if I... Okay, I get it. Yeah.And you know, another thing is, I think people probably feel good about themselves when they're at the gym. And they can meet new people, socialize.
Right. So health clubs offer high-quality facilities, and also they sell an image about people having more fun, relating better to others, and improving their own lives if they become members.
Sure, that makes sense.
Well then, can you think of another business or organization that could benefit from doing this? Think about an important building on campus here. Something everyone uses. A major source of information.
You mean like an administrative building?
Well, that's not what I had in mind.
Oh, you mean the library?
Exactly. Libraries. Imagine public libraries. They're an information resource for the whole community, right?
Well, they can be. But now with the internet and big bookstores, you can probably get what you need without going to a library.
Well, that's true. So, if you were the director of a public library, what would you do about that?
To get more people to stop in? Well, like you said, better equipment, maybe a super fast internet connection, and not just a good variety of books, but also, like, nice, comfortable areas where people can read and do research, things that make them want to come to the library and stay.
Great!
Oh, and maybe have authors come and do some readings, or, I don't know, special presentations, something people couldn't get at home.
Now you're getting it.
Thanks, Professor Wilkins. I think so, too.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，很快这个录音又听完了哈。我们发现啊，这篇录音还不是很难，但是呢，大开眼界哈，知道了很多这图书馆应该有的这种设备和功能。
对，那我现在要是让你总结一下哈，if you were the director of a public library, what would you do to attract more users?
If I were the director of the library, I would do a lot of things to improve the facilities of the library. For example, I would provide, you know, better equipment, not only the high quality chairs and tables for the readers, where the readers can read their books, but also, you know, some other devices, connected devices where the users can surf the internet to explore more content related to the books they read in the library.And of course, I would also try to organize some interactive activities for these readers. Probably I would invite the authors of some books to come to the library and do some readings for them.
Mm-hmm. And maybe an artist can also come and do a presentation on their artworks. As far as I know, a lot of public libraries in the North American countries like US and Canada also have art galleries where local artists can show their artworks. And also when they present and explain their artwork, it's sort of art appreciation class, which attracts a lot of users. And in this conversation, it also mentions comfortable areas. Like large sofa and free coffee, that kind of
thing.
Free
coffee with air conditioner in the summer.
So all these may attract people to use the library rather than they just do some reading from their mobile devices at home.
这样一来呢，图书馆就变成了一个非常舒服的适合阅读的地方，你就不想在家里看书了。
好了，不管怎样，就是图书馆的这个趣闻轶事，咱们就先讲到这儿。
好，希望大家平时能够多去图书馆，在图书馆学好英语。同样呢，也欢迎您下载我们的英语学习资料，可以加入到我们的 QQ 群里来。我们的 Q 群号码是90127292，欢迎加入。我们下期节目再见。
See you later。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题，
你告诉他；
你没想到的问题，
他告诉你。
最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
Other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we.
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
fast car whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you, everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you, tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey, is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two, only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now the old stars living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild ducks, video game.
You alright? Right.
He holds me in his big arms, thinking I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video. It's you, it's all for you, everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you, tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey, is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built. Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on.